闵行区松江区2017年高三英语模拟练习六。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, has the 12:30 flight from New York arrived yet?
It will arrive half an hour late because of the air traffic control.
Question. When will the flight arrive?2. How can I help you, madam?
I had a flat tire, and the brake doesn't seem to be working well.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? 3. It's such a beautiful day. Why not sit out in the backyard for a while and enjoy a cup of tea?
I'd love to.But look at the clothes beside the washing machine.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
4. There's a great movie on TV tonight. Do you want to see it?
I'd rather not if it's on at the same time as the baseball game.
Question. What does the man mean?5. Have you ever put a computer together before?
No, never. But I think if we follow the instructions exactly, we won't have much trouble.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
6. I can't decide which of these two articles would be more useful to read.
As far as I know, you can't go wrong with either of the two books.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. I wonder if you find my experience relevant to the job.
Yes, certainly. But if only you had sent your application letter a week earlier.
Question. What does the woman imply?8. John is definitely one of the most hard-working employees in our company.
He has been in the company for 15 years and works as hard as he came here the first day.
Question. What do the speakers say about John?
9. How is your new English teacher?
She can't tolerate any misbehavior in the classroom when she is giving lessons.
Question. What do we know about the English teacher? 10. The employees have been protesting against the working conditions.
Yeah, I heard about the protest, but I don't know how much good it will do.
Question. What does the man mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following news.
The police released the first video emergency yesterday of the two men who were believed to be involved in robbing a jewelry shop in the city 7 days ago. But the video pictures taken a week ago were not very clear. The camera which filmed the men was about 20 meters away from a parked truck, which the robbers later used as a running away vehicle. The men were also filmed wearing helmets as they ran towards the truck after the robbery. The pictures are timed at 9:05 a.m., last Saturday, just half an hour before the robbery occurred. Witnesses have confirmed that sometime during this half an hour, they saw the two men without helmets leaving the truck separately. Despite the quality of the video, the police believe the robbers are not difficult to recognize. The first suspect, who got at the drive side of the truck, was about 5 feet and 6 inches tall and fat. He was wearing a gray jacket and dark trousers. The passenger was thinner and slightly taller, about 5 feet and 8 inches. He was wearing light blue jeans and a white jacket. According to the police, the truck stored in the parking lot of the City Mall last month has been repainted from white to silver, with a false registration plate.
Now listen again, please.
The police released the first video emergency yesterday of the two men who were believed to be involved in robbing a jewelry shop in the city 7 days ago. But the video pictures taken a week ago were not very clear. The camera which filmed the men was about 20 meters away from a parked truck, which the robbers later used as a running away vehicle. The men were also filmed wearing helmets as they ran towards the truck after the robbery. The pictures are timed at 9:05 a.m., last Saturday, just half an hour before the robbery occurred. Witnesses have confirmed that sometime during this half an hour, they saw the two men without helmets leaving the truck separately. Despite the quality of the video, the police believe the robbers are not difficult to recognize. The first suspect, who got at the drive side of the truck, was about 5 feet and 6 inches tall and fat. He was wearing a gray jacket and dark trousers. The passenger was thinner and slightly taller, about 5 feet and 8 inches. He was wearing light blue jeans and a white jacket. According to the police, the truck stored in the parking lot of the City Mall last month has been repainted from white to silver, with a false registration plate.
Questions 11. What did the two men rob?
What did the witnesses see the two men do?
13. Which of the following is true about the truck?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Scientists have long been interested in why birds fly in a shape which looks like the letter V. Using modern technology, they observed and came to the conclusion that birds fly that way to save energy. British scientists attach small GPS navigation devices to the back of a bird called bald ibises to track wing movements. The recordings showed that the birds were able to use the upward airstream created by the wing tips of the bird just in front of it. Scientists had predicted that birds could take advantage of this by flying in a V shape, but actually no one understood how the upward air could be captured. With the help of the microlight aircraft, the British scientists followed the birds on their migration to Italy. The GPS devices were so precise that they recorded in real time the position and speed of each bird within the group of the birds. Scientists say they were impressed at how each bird was able to respond to the movement of the one just in front. In the following research, scientists plan to study how the birds decide who should be responsible for the group on their annual migrations across Europe.
Now listen again, please.
Scientists have long been interested in why birds fly in a shape which looks like the letter V. Using modern technology, they observed and came to the conclusion that birds fly that way to save energy. British scientists attach small GPS navigation devices to the back of a bird called bald ibises to track wing movements. The recordings showed that the birds were able to use the upward airstream created by the wingtips of the bird just in front of it. Scientists had predicted that birds could take advantage of this by flying in a V shape, but actually no one understood how the upward air could be captured. With the help of the microlight aircraft, the British scientists followed the birds on their migration to Italy. The GPS devices were so precise that they recorded in real time the position and speed of each bird within the group of the birds. Scientists say they were impressed at how each bird was able to respond to the movement of the one just in front. In the following research, scientists plan to study how the birds decide who should be responsible for the group on their annual migrations across Europe.
Questions. 14. What's the reason of birds flying in V-shape?
What do the scientists plan to study next?
16. What is the passage mainly about?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Professor Jones.
Hello, Tony. So what shall we work on today?
Well, the problem is that this writing assignment isn't coming out right. What I thought I was writing on was to talk about what a particular sport means to me, one I take part in.
What sport did you choose?
I decided to write about cross-country skiing.
What are you going to say about skiing?
That's the problem. I thought I would write about how peaceful it is to be out in the country.
So why is that a problem?
As I start describing how quiet it is to be out in the woods, I keep mentioning how much effort it takes to keep going. Cross-country skiing isn't as easy as some people think. It takes a lot of energy. But that's not part of my paper, so I guess I should leave it out. But now I don't know how to explain that feeling of peacefulness without explaining how hard you have to work for it. It all fits together. It's not like just sitting down somewhere and watching the clouds rolling by. That's different.
Then you'll have to include that in your point. The peacefulness of cross-country skiing is the kind you earn by effort. Why leave that out? Part of your point you knew beforehand, but part you discovered as you wrote. That's common, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, Professor Jones.
Hello, Tony. So what shall we work on today?
Well, the problem is that this writing assignment isn't coming out right. What I thought I was writing on was to talk about what a particular sport means to me, one I take part in.
What sport did you choose?
I decided to write about cross-country skiing.
What are you going to say about skiing?
That's the problem. I thought I would write about how peaceful it is to be out in the country.
So why is that a problem?
As I start describing how quiet it is to be out in the woods, I keep mentioning how much effort it takes to keep going. Cross-country skiing isn't as easy as some people think. It takes a lot of energy. But that's not part of my paper, so I guess I should leave it out. But now I don't know how to explain that feeling of peacefulness without explaining how hard you have to work for it. It all fits together. It's not like just sitting down somewhere and watching the clouds rolling by. That's different.
Then you'll have to include that in your point. The peacefulness of cross-country skiing is the kind you earn by effort. Why leave that out? Part of your point you knew beforehand, but part you discovered as you wrote. That's common, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Questions. 17. What is the topic of the man's writing assignment?
What problem does the man have while working on his paper?
19. What does the woman say is common in writing papers?
What is the conversation mainly about?